as in many other countries, the relationship between government and citizens is getting difficult because there are crisis after crisis, polarization of societies. So you need to work to upheld that relationship between the citizen and the government. And I think in a small nation, we are like more of a community than a society. It's very important to understand the special relationship we have and the luck that we have our own government, our own state. Because in our neighborhood, there are a lot of nations who have disappeared in the past few hundred years.
Welcome to Voices of Open Government, a show from the Open Government Partnership, where we explore how to make our democracies more transparent, inclusive, participatory, and accountable. In this season, we're exploring some of the big issues facing democracy by talking to the reformers, activists, journalists, and citizens who are on the ground right now in the middle of the fight. I'm your host, Jose Perez. Let's get started. As we continue to face democratic threats in our own countries, we must look around the world for examples of the type of government practices we want to preserve and build. Today, we'll take a look at Estonia, a country that is successfully building open government initiatives after being occupied by Russia for over half a century. Our guest is Taimar Peterkop, the country's Secretary of State. Taimar tells us how he was inspired to dedicate his life to public service after his country reclaimed its independence in 1991. We also talk about the OGP summit Estonia is hosting this year, with a focus on open government in the digital age. Estonia's transparent digital governance and close cooperation with its citizens stands out in the world, and we hope their journey offers valuable experience to pass on. Taimar was born in 1977 in Tallinn, the capital of Estonia, at a time when the country was part of the Soviet Union.
I grew up under the Soviet occupation. Estonia regained its independence in 91, and I was 14 at the time. So I experienced in my childhood, and I still have the memories of growing up in an environment where we were occupied by a foreign country, and when the government was your enemy. So I was raised up in that environment that the government isn't there to help you. One of my grandfathers was killed in Siberia by the Russians. The education I got from home was how important it is to defend your identity, your nation.
Estonia had initially declared its independence in 1918. But was occupied by Russia during World War II. Narva, an Estonian city located between the European Union and Russia, exemplifies the consequences of the occupation.
It used to be a very beautiful city that was built mainly in the 16th century, 17th century by the Swedes. It was destroyed in the Second World War. If you go there, since it has been a border town for centuries, you have those two medieval forts standing on the different sides of the river. There is a Narva River running by the city. So the other side of the river is Russia. A dictatorship on one side, and you have a democracy on the other side. And you can see this, hear the stories and see the physical difference of this darkness and the light coexisting there. And Narva has a very difficult history. It is a challenge that we Estonians have to work with as well. After the Second World War, when the city was entirely destroyed, its inhabitants were not allowed to return, and it's mainly inhabited now by the Russian-speaking Estonians.
After Russia occupied Estonia in 1940, it took over half a century for the country to regain its autonomy.
I have very vivid memories. I took part of the different events that took place because it was a It didn't happen overnight. There were a few years that led up to this day when we declared our independence from the Soviet Union. For a 14-year-old, things started to change quite quickly. In the beginning, we were very poor. I still had to go to school. Christmas and other religious holidays, we celebrated at home secretly, but after we regained our independence, you could do that publicly as well. And then in school, you got education that was free of this Soviet propaganda.
After Russia's occupation, Taimur looked forward to a democratic society. He decided to become a lawyer and then work in government. He has valuable advice for young people wishing to pursue a similar path.
The main reason why people join the government is to influence the entire society and to make something good for the entire society. So my advice would be not to forget your dreams. When you join the civil service for a reason to make things better, but the civil service quite often is complex and huge, and it takes time to turn the ship. So don't forget your ideas, your ideals, your goals, and have patience to make your dreams come true, because it's not easy, but it's worthwhile to do that.
Having experienced the consequences of an authoritarian regime, Taimur and the people of Estonia fully understand and appreciate the values of open government.
Estonians feel connected or related to, in a meta level, to open government. We are quite a small nation, one of the smallest nations in the world who have their own government, own state, fully functioning state with military, with higher education in Estonian language. So I think we treasure that. It's very important for us that we have our own government, since we've been occupied throughout the most of written history by our neighbors as well. And this builds quite strong relationship between the government and citizens. We need to understand that this is a special relationship that we need to hold, that it's under pressure, as in many other countries, the relationship between government and citizens is getting difficult because there are crisis after crisis, there are polarization of societies. So you need to work to uphold that relationship between the citizen and the government. And I think in a small nation, we are like more of a community than a society. It's very important to understand the special relationship we have and the luck we have that we have our own government, our own state. Because in our neighborhood, there are a lot of nations who have disappeared in the past few hundred years, who are in the process of disappearing, and they don't have their own government. You need an open government where citizens can take part, influence the decisions, understand how the government works. It's very much written into the texture of our society.
The Estonian government uses a variety of strategies to engage with its citizens, particularly focusing on digital tools.
By law, it is regulated that everything that is not declared to be closed information or withheld from the public, by default, everything is public. So you need to have a provision in the law that allows you to not share information with the public. If you don't have legal grounds for that, everything in Estonia is public. But what we are most known for is, yes, we have used digital solutions to build transparency, to build very citizen-centric society. And since the regaining of our independence, the government has put a lot of effort into building this digital society. And the government, what is maybe different from other countries, is that in Estonia, often the government has been leading the digital innovation. Usually it's the private sector that goes ahead and then the government follows. But in some areas in Estonia, it's the opposite. It's the government who is leading the way.
Estonia is indeed a pioneer in making almost every aspect of open government in the country digital. The well-known Estonia's Tallinn Digital Summit is an annual event that focuses on connectivity and digital security to build a free, prosperous, and sustainable future. This year, Estonia is also co-hosting the Open Government Partnership Global Summit. It will cover key themes such as anti-corruption, digital governance, the environment, and civic space. We will also focus on how technology can be used for more participatory and accountable governance and policymaking. Last but not least, in response to the threats to civic space and the rise of authoritarianism, we'll strategize on the preservation of democracy.
We have booked the place where we're holding the summit. It's the center of Estonian civil society, Telliskivi loomelinnak in Estonian. It's an old factory area that has been turned to the this creational environment. And then hopefully it will demonstrate how you can use creativity to increase transparency and inclusiveness in a society, to demonstrate how we have done it, and hopefully it can inspire other countries as well. We have sent out the invitations. We are working on the agenda, so all the participants have a chance to influence the agenda, what they wish to talk about. But of course, it's the ongoing crisis in our part of the world that is influencing the entire world. What we've been through in the past few years, lived through the crisis in the past few years, I think it will dominate the nature of the debates that we are having here in Tallinn. How the open government can survive times of crisis, because in times of crisis, you have to make decisions very quickly based on a very limited amount of information. And this is what we've come to use in the past few years. So how can we uphold the values of open government in times of crisis, share lessons, how we managed with different countries? We know that the global trend isn't a positive one. So what we have to do to turn it around. And of course, Estonia can share our experience. Estonia can share its experience in how to use technology and digitalization in order to increase the transparency, inclusiveness, in order to create better open government.
According to Taimar, Tallinn is the ideal place for the entire community of open government champions and reformers to meet.
It's a beautiful city, medieval, old town, good food, nice people. So it's a very good environment to meet. But second, I think Estonia is a good symbol of what you can achieve with open government. 33 years ago, we were occupied by our neighbor who is now attacking Ukraine. 33 years later, we are quite successful when it comes to getting people out of poverty, enhancing their wealth, making their lives better. So you can come here and experience the transformation that we've done here and maybe get some ideas what can be done in your country as well. The environment and the physical place where it takes place should enhance these discussions, because it is where a lot of Estonian ideas have originated from, where a lot of Estonian civil society activities take place. So it's hopefully it contributes in a global level as well.
Estonia chose an 8-sided star as the symbol of the Open Government Partnership Global Summit. But what does it mean?
It's called Kaheksakand, and it's a sign from our traditional clothing. I believe you can find it in different cultures and in different parts of the world, the similar sign. In Estonia, it means the Northern Star, but for the summit, we've chosen it as a global sign of connectivity and bringing different parts of the world together, so we can meet democracies from all over the world to share our experience and how the connectivity then can enhance democracy through open government.
Taimar hopes the summit will be an opportunity for countries around the world to learn from Estonia and its focus on upholding open government.
I think the past year has demonstrated that the white democracy is good and we should build on that. Nations want to build a better life for themselves and have chosen democracy that they can stand up against the aggressive neighbor who wants to simply rule over them. So in our neighborhood, I think the past year has demonstrated that democratic society, where you have different parts of society included, where you have a vibrant civil society, is a resilient one. So a democratic model for governance is a good way to go.
As we witness the war in Ukraine, learning from a country like Estonia feels especially relevant. I was impressed by Estonia's digital governance strategies, but most of all, I admire how resilient Estonians are and how much they value and care for their democracy. I hope you can join us in Estonia for the OGP Global Summit on September 6 and 7. You can find more about it on our website at ogpsummit.org. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. For the latest updates on open government, you can follow OGP on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Before we go, we'd like to thank OGP and our producers at Human Group Media for making this podcast possible. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you join us again for our next episode.